So we have come to the end of this beautiful time. Before I start thanking everyone, you know, like what he did, I have to describe. I wrote like a few notes about Father Patrick Foscuso and his teaching. I said the following. Father Patrick Foscuso has concluded his thoughtful and engaging presentations on the sacred canons of our Holy Orthodox Church. We characterized Father Patrick's lively teaching as informative, critical, and precise, as he backs up everything by the text of the canons itself. By the canon itself or themselves. Yeah. Canon law is no mere loose collection of dry, dusty regulations, the private domain of so-called church lawyers. Rather, the sacred canons constitute a living record of the church exercising her holy life over the ages. Father Patrick successfully sets forth clear interpretation of this therapeutic tradition. For this, we are so grateful, as we wish only that we had more time for yet further investigations, as we pray for him to proceed on his life project of producing an English edition of the sacred canons with the traditional commentators. Thank you very much, Father Patrick. We appreciate your time, your talent, and your teaching us. Thank you very much for accepting our invitation to hear. And I was scared, you know, like when I heard that he experienced the first stroke. I was worried about him, of course, like as a human being, as a canonist, and as a good priest. And the Antiochian village, the house of studies, you know, like all we appreciate, you know, like what he is doing there and in his archdiocese and as a father to his family. So thank you very much, and we keep praying for him and for his perfect health and length of days. Thank you very much. So, next year, God willing, 2019, is not confirmed yet, but this is the date we picked for next year, February 4th to 7th.
Said that, can I just, that's not confirmed yet?
Yes, I said. We pass it to you later. Yeah, thank you. So as you know, that the seminar committee, as always, as for many years before, Father Nicholas Speyer, registration and room assignment. Thank you very much, Father. Father Stephen Howell, treasurer. Are we in good shape?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Father Nathan Thompson, we saw him everywhere, all over. Retreat Center liaison, on-site registration, and facilitator for the seminar. You know, all these, and Father Mike Habib, communication. So all these, the four gentlemen, the four fathers, they did a wonderful job. Give them, you know, like a big recognition. And as I said to you in the past, that the lectures, the presentations are very important, but to me, when our fellowship is here and when we are together in a prayer together in the chapel, that is another, you know, like important. And that was impossible to be done without the help and the cooperation and the preparation by fine new priests, actually, you know, like every time I pick the newly ordained to practice. So I begin with Father John Phillips, Father Thomas Hernandez, Father Jeremiah Volman, Father James Robinson, and Father Paul Trubenbeck. So these, they did the services for us, plus assisted by the deacons, Deacon Christopher Payne, Deacon Vasily Hinkle, Deacon James Hefner, Deacon Andrew Andrews, Deacon Andrew Bardwell, and Deacon, this morning, Deacon Ambrose Liston. So again, thank you very much, fathers and deacons. Please give them a big. The chanters, the music, you know, like was beautiful, and everything they did, the services for us, you know, like as usual, the same faces, led by Father Timothy Becklick, Father Michael Lafoon, Father John Finley, Father John Ryman, Father Anthony Bahu, and Father Patrick O'Grady, plus Father Chris Salemi, the one who left there. Please, another recognition. You know, like the services every time, every year in a parish life conference, in the convention, in a seminar like this. So we pick not, you know, like the best. Everyone is the best in our archdiocese. But we pick some people who from this deanery, from that deanery, from this diocese, from the other diocese. So we can balance between choosing all the people. And The reason we are doing the services, like for everyone to watch, everyone to follow, everyone to emulate, everyone to know, you know, like when we are watching is different than when we are serving. So when we are watching, so we can look into the mistakes, into the, you know, like some weak areas, you know, like liturgically. So I think what we experienced over the past few days, everything was beautiful, and I approve everything, you know, like we had. So the other two, the chapel set up this year, because Father Patrick was busy with more important things, so I asked Father John Mahfouz, the new priest in the area here, close to St. Peter, to have the chapel set up. So, and Father John, you did a good job. Thank you. And as I said to you, that everything, you know, like, you are unable, or St. Peter is unable, like to cover, so I am ready to cover. Okay, so let me know. So the last thing, the last one, every time we leave him to the last, he's quiet, but he is doing like everything, you know, like he is recording everything. That is Deacon Stephen Bambankidis, audio recorder. Thank you, Deacon Steve. Thank you. Did you record everything? Except like the... So thank God for this time together, and we conclude with a short prayer, please. Let us stand. Deacon Steve, can you answer that?
The recordings will be first sent to Father Patrick to just review them, and then once that's finished, they'll be given over to Father Michael Hadid to post.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Deacon. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. We thank you, O Lord Jesus Christ, for guiding us in this beautiful and successful and brotherly seminar. Thank you, O Lord, for bringing us together in fellowship. Thank you for our speaker and his beautiful teaching, and very informative and serious and appreciated. We thank you, O Lord, for his talents, and we beseech you, dear God, to keep watching over him and his health. We beseech you, dear God, to guide us into every righteousness and to forgive our mistakes, sins, and trespasses. Strengthen us, O Lord, with thy Holy Spirit to guide us into every truth. Enable us, O Lord, to be worthy to shepherd to our people. Enable us, O Lord, to be loving and caring. Enable us, O Lord, to carry on our shoulders all the infirmities of our people, to heal them, and to help them be at peace and be practicing the faith, the Orthodox faith, without any evil thought or harm. Safeguard, O Lord, our holy tradition, the Orthodox Church, this community, this fellowship, the Archdiocese, and all the Orthodox people around the world. Save them, O Lord, from any evil harm. And remember, O Lord, our people under our care. And remember, O Lord, also all those who are suffering overseas. Grant them peace, healing, and reconciliation. For your name is always glorified and blessed forever. Amen. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.